On the show today, we have SunMark Federal Credit Union's VP and CIO, Daryl Enfield, talking about how they won the CIO 100 award because of their really cool interactive teller machine solution. So you got to check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And we have an award winner in the midst, Mr. Daryl Enfield from SunMark Federal Credit Union. How are you, Daryl?
I'm good, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking. The reason why I say we have an award winner in the mix, you guys were just recognized in the CIO 100 Awards. And can you give us, for folks out there who may not know what that is, can you give us a quick rundown on what that is? And then what does it mean for your credit union to be recognized in this group?
Sure. CIO is an online media kind of giant in the industry. They're owned by IDG, and they've been around for a long time. Yep. CIO used to be a digital print magazine, and today they're pretty much, a physical print magazine.
And now
they're pretty much
flip-flop
online.
Yep, yep. As most publications are these days. So
exactly. So each year they have a CIO 100 where they recognize 100 companies, and usually they change the theme up from year to year. Mm-hmm. In the past, they looked at resourcefulness within IT or maybe agility within IT. Mm-hmm. This year, the award was based on effective and innovation use of IT to build business value.
Mm-hmm. Very.
And so they get a bunch of nominations and down select to the top 100 that they believe are truly, in this year's case, innovating to drive business value with IT.
That's so awesome. So as we were talking before we got the recording going, it's like, this is so cool for a credit union to be recognized in this group, because it really kind of brings us into the mainstream. You know, not that we're not in the mainstream, but I think it kind of propels us even more so into the mainstream, because I mean, credit unions, I mean, we're kind of like, sometimes we can be under the radar. So but I think this definitely kind of brings us to the forefront. Hey, you know what, we can be recognized with all these other folks as well, right?
Certainly. And I think it, you know, for us, it was bringing SunMark into the mainstream in the area that we serve.
Yeah, most definitely.
And the goal from my perspective is to drive membership and increased value for our credit union, the members and potential members. Mm-hmm. So my background in IT goes back many years, but I am not a fan of delivering technology for the sake of technology. My philosophical approach to IT is really to drive business value. And if there's no value to it, why do it? So right. Technology for the sake, IT for the sake of technology is not part of who I am.
Right, right. Yeah, you just can't go after every shiny red ball that kind of pops its head up, kind of like a whack-a-mole type of thing. It's like, gosh, is this going to work? You got to have a reason, got to have a why behind it. Sounds like that's what you guys are doing. So tell us what exactly you guys want for. Is it your interactive teller machine solutions you guys are putting out there?
So we were recognized for our interactive teller machine project, which was really born out of our omni-channel strategy. You know that buzzword in the industry. We're working hard to actually achieve some omni-channel aspects to what we do. Mm-hmm. Was born out of our overall strategy to deliver a suite of financial services across a diverse set of channels to any device at any time and to any place. So with the interactive teller machine, it was about providing full service banking transactions to our members from our branches when they wanted to bank. Right. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And do it without anyone on the back end having to be involved.
Right.
So I mentioned before we got started, I am new to the financial services industry, so I didn't have any predisposed ideas of how this should be done. So when I started looking at technologies, one thing I discovered is that all of the incumbent technologies required somebody on the back end to perform the transaction or basically drive the machine for the member. And the whole thing was around, you get a video teller. But I didn't really see the business value of that. All we're doing is relocating a teller from the branch and sticking them in a corporate office somewhere.
Right.
So you know, maybe you're consolidating or saving on some staffing resources, but to me, the real value of an interactive teller machine was self-service. So that was our unique approach to what we did. And when we kicked off the project, again, I didn't know anything. I wasn't pre-trained in credit union history to know what I was supposed to think or maybe follow what everyone else was doing.
Yeah.
That was really our advantage. And so I looked at, I guess I would say, you know, the I looked at the incumbent technologies, but we ultimately settled on partnering with a vendor that really didn't have a foothold in the industry in the U.S. to achieve the success we achieved.
Wow. Well, sometimes, I mean, this is what I really like about kind of today's day and age. When we bring in new people to the industry, we get really fresh ideas, get something people thinking a little bit differently than, you know, maybe who's somebody who's been in the industry for 20 or 30 years. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think it's great to have people in this industry for that long of a time. But sometimes when you get a new person coming in the industry like yourself and they have a fresh set of ideas, whoo, that's a nice little boost, kind of a little infusion of a refreshing thought process. So it's sounds like that's what happened in your case.
Yep. Up front, that was kind of the secret sauce to get going. And so the project is an interactive teller machine where both a member and a non-member can transact with us in a self-service mode 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Awesome.
So the keys to the solution, we have. Oh, and by the way, we do offer video teller support.
Cool.
But we don't offer it to drive the machine and perform the transaction. Our video tellers are teaching our members how to run the machine themselves. So our video tellers are really a trainer, training our members to be self-sufficient. And so we didn't skip the video piece. We're just using it a little differently.
I think that's a good idea.
So both members and non-members, well, we needed to have core integration direct into our core banking system so that those transactions would occur real time. And we also needed an integration into the ATM network. And prior to our project, I had not seen a solution that would do both on the same physical platform.
Wow. And now you do, it sounds like.
And now we do. So we kicked off the project in February of 2016. Actual development of the software and hardware platform did not start until April, and we opened our brand new branch in Rotterdam, New York, with this technology at the end of January of 2017.
Wow. Okay.
So it was basically a 10-month project of actual work, and we did a soft opening. We didn't do our grand opening till the weather got a little bit better. So here in New York, it was probably about 10 degrees the day we opened the branch. But we did a soft opening, opened the branch without a lot of fanfare, and just kind of played it by ear to see how the area and the community would embrace the technology and see how well we did.
Well, and kind of segue from that question, how was it received by the members in that area?
Ultimately, very positively. We're now in month 8. I guess we're starting our 8th month of being open.
Yeah.
Amazingly successful.
Cool.
The self-service component was embraced primarily because of how we handled the implementation and the training aspect of training our members. So I also read a lot of stories around interactive technology and self-service where financial institutions basically said, we're putting the first tellerless branch out there. And they dropped the hardware in, and it failed miserably. And I think it failed miserably because there was just some expectation, if you build it, they will come. And the customer will just naturally embrace the technology. And that's not how we approached it. I think we recognize that if we're going to drive the adoption, we need to help our members understand the value of the technology and handhold them and teach them, make them comfortable with it. And once we get them comfortable with it, then it will take off. So we still staff our branch. Our branch is much smaller, so we did physical footprint much smaller, but we still staff the branch. And again, that first interaction when a member walked into our Rotterdam branch or drove up to the drive-through, they were a little bit confused because they were seeing a different environment that they were used to. Inside the branch, where's the teller line? Yeah. It's not there. Outside the branch, where's the tube that sucks my thing into the back into the building? It's not there. So what we anticipated is what came true. Member drives up to our brand new branch, pulls up to the drive-through. They're confused. They pull around, they park the car, and they walk in. Their first interaction is a friendly face, welcoming them to the new branch.
Yeah.
The member says, what is up with your drive-through?
There's something missing.
There's something missing. And then with a friendly face, we say, well, that's our new self-service technology. Let me come show you how it works.
Wow.
And so what we did with each of these members is used our inside the branch ITMs as the training ground for all these folks that want to go through the drive-through.
Gotcha.
Taught them how to use it. They went through the drive-through, did all their transactions, and were happy. So to answer your question, it's a long-winded answer, but how well is it going? Right now, we're running about 9,000 transactions a month through this new branch.
Mm-hmm.
72% of those transactions go through the drive-through.
Wow, 72%.
Yes.
Wow.
And only 3% of that 72% actually require assistance.
That's a low number. Wow.
It is low. So this approach of teach the member, hold their hand, get them to be self-sufficient,
mm-hmm.
is really working. And obviously we'll continue to stay on this track as we deploy the technology. But it really has been embraced across all age groups. We love telling the anecdotal story of the 87-year-old great-grandfather who brought his grandson in to teach him how to use the machine. So an older generation teaching a younger generation, yeah. where everyone approaches these things, we need to serve the millennial. Our approach was we need to serve everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Make it simple to use for all age groups, and we found that the elderly is actually teaching the young folk how to use the technology. So that's pretty exciting for us.
Love it. It sounds like this is the continued evolution of the branch, you know, because I mean, time and time again, every time I talk, not every time, but most times I talk to a credit union who is, you know, building a new branch or developing a new branch idea, the footprint is smaller, the area, it's more self-serve, and there's no teller line, there's just member service representatives kind of walking around milling about, or there's maybe a consultative room or something like that where you can do your loan processing and things like that.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it sounds like you guys are right up the same alley here, just the continued evolution of the branch, getting smaller, more efficient, more cost-effective.
For sure. It was part of our branch formation strategy. We don't want to build a 3,000 square foot branch. We want to be able to build a 1,500
yeah.
square foot branch and be able to support the transaction volume, but allow our member service folks to focus on value-added sales.
Yeah.
And building that overall relationship with the members. Every now and then, we don't support 100% of every possible transaction type. There's some oddball transactions. You still need to get assistance
right.
by a person.
Right.
I guess an example, maybe not so much oddball, we just haven't implemented yet, is commercial or business transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So those will be in a future phase of development for us. But we have 90% of your standard walk up to the teller, I want to cash a check or deposit a check mm-hmm. and get cash back mm-hmm. or transfer funds or
right.
pay a loan. All of those are available. We support joint accounts. So if you're a joint member, when you connect to the thing, if you're joint on three different accounts, we give you all those accounts available to you on the device.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically tablet-driven. So it's basically a tablet interface with giant buttons.
So
push
cool.
the giant button of what you want to do.
Just bam, service.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, it's that with the Staples commercial with the big red button, whatever that is.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was easy. The easy button. That's right. Well, very cool stuff. I mean, I think this is so cool, Daryl. And congrats on the award. Sounds like it's well deserved. And let's go for another win next year. What do you guys? Got anything planned up your sleeves for next year?
Yeah, no, that's actually what I'm thinking about now. I don't know if every year we'll have an innovative story to tell.
Good.
But we're growing. We're a rapidly growing credit union, and we're starting to look at things a little differently with how we deliver our services. I guess we're just trying to build a better mousetrap. So we're really just leveraging on what's out there in the industry already,
mm-hmm.
Putting a little twist to it, to really drive that business value. I forgot to mention the fact that we are dual hosted with both the ATM and core,
mm-hmm.
saved us on having to buy ATM specific hardware.
Oh, okay, good.
So we had a cost savings there. With the physical cost of putting a branch up,
mm-hmm.
we didn't need to buy separate ATM hardware for serving someone who wasn't a member of the credit union, and that was a big chunk of change that we saved.
No doubt.
And kind of provided that one-stop shopping for everyone. So we'll see what's next. I don't know. We're we're doing instant issue with EMV. Not exactly something that's new and unique, but trying to find some unique areas there that we might be able to be a little more creative,
yeah.
or a little more flexible for our members. And we'll see. If I come up with something great, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
and
love to. Yeah, I was just kind of teasing you, but man, if you guys come up with something, we're all ears. I'd love to hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, again, our focus is innovate for business value or member value, not for the sake of technology.
Yeah.
And so that's what we think about all the time when we look at these types of projects. So we'll see how it goes as we extend the technology out. I think the key for us now is delivering more services through that channel and further developing
Good idea.
On the platform that is there today.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. I'm sure you're giving a lot of other credit unions some really good ideas too. So I think there's a lot of credit unions who were in your shoes and who would like to be, hey, this is some really cool stuff here. So I think there's a lot of good takeaways in this conversation for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot have tried. I've seen a lot of credit unions that have tried to do interactive teller machines, and I think just got too focused on the video tellers, you know, let's support the transaction remotely through a video teller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they missed the point of self-service. The other thing I would say around kind of a success factor, really important to have strong relationships with your vendors.
Yeah.
We could not have done what we did over 10 months without the strength of relationships we had. And I don't mind mentioning the names, but we partnered with Nautilus Hyosung, MasterCard,
mm-hmm.
Fiserv,
mm-hmm.
And BranchServe, who is the reseller of the Hyosung product.
Okay.
So we had those four vendors and then Sunmark and a cross-functional team of approximately 28 people.
Wow.
If we did not have a highly effective team working together with the relationships from those vendors and then nurturing the relationship between those vendors to come together,
mm-hmm.
we would not have been able to do this. And I think that's one of the things I'm most proud of, is that so many folks in any industry and in IT, you know, you talk about cross-functional teams, and a lot of times it's talk, and we actually did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when you actually can get that large of a group of people to work in a highly effective way over a very short period of time and deliver a solution,
mm-hmm.
that is, you know, yes, it's leveraging something that's out there, but with this little twist to it, really makes a difference. We couldn't have done it without them. So our partners were huge. And I don't know how other credit unions look at these things, but if you don't have strong vendor relationships, I would encourage working them, build them, and leverage them to your benefit.
Yep. Takes
it's really just, it's about building relationships with people. It costs a little bit of your time, mm-hmm. but what we in turn got back with the ability to execute on this project was, I don't know if I can measure it, the value of what we got back from those relationships.
Well, it sounds like you're well on your way to some tremendous value. So well done on that. And you're right. It certainly takes a team. So very cool stuff. Daryl, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us about your award and the recognition and the cool technology you guys are leveraging. So keep up the good work. And let's chat again in 2018 when you win it again. All right.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.